So welcome to another episode of All Things Spiritual. This is coming from the podcast Real Talk with Real People, a candid conversation with Dr. Caroline Pia Jones. But this particular segment is from our All Things Spiritual podcast. And today I have with me a Sisters Helping Sisters in Christ ministry member, Miss Lexi Sims. And she and I are going to have a candid conversation about spirituality. So I'm going to give Lexi a moment to introduce herself. So Lexi, how are you?
I'm doing okay today. I've been a member. I feel like I've been a member on and off, but I feel like the past several months I've been more of an active member. And I feel like that's helped me a lot more than being an on and off member in the past. And I think since I'm trying to connect with my own highest power, I got that from the podcast you had a few weeks ago, and I like that term than higher power. But I feel like since I've been like more actively seeking it and trying to have like an authentic connection, that the ministry has helped me in a lot of different ways in that avenue.
Yes, and you also have helped us. We are currently nine of us who are on the executive board. We have individuals who come in and out. They take classes or they study with us whenever they can. But we do have nine core members on our executive team, and you are one of them. You're also the executive secretary, which we appreciate because nobody wanted that job. So we're glad that you have that job. But we are here to talk about your spiritual journey. Mm-hmm. We've had several conversations about your spiritual journey in the past, and I, for one, am very proud of you for not being afraid and not turning back, because you have a desire to, as you said, reach your highest power, and that is my desire as well. So I have been on my spiritual journey for a long time, so it's not something that happens overnight. It will happen when it happens, but it is a journey in which you will learn a lot of things along the way. And I know that we're here today because you had some questions.
Yeah.
So let's talk about what's on your mind. What's on your mind, Lexi?
So interesting enough, and I re-listened to the podcast that you had with his initials are IC, but I don't remember his full name.
Okay.
But
EK Chukwu.
Yes.
Anyema.
Yes.
His name actually means the power of God.
Yeah. And I like that. Yeah. In so many different ways. But anyway, just like what resonated with me the most recent time I listened to it is meditation, and how meditation is sometimes shunned or looked as like a negative light in different like religious cultures and such. Even like yoga as well. And then both were mentioning like the physical building of a church. And I feel like for me, meditating has been helpful in many different ways. And I feel like it's an actual real way for me to connect with the highest power, spirit, different spirits. And one question that I had, as I listened to guided meditation videos on YouTube, since I'm not sure how to like meditate myself, but I actually feel like these guided meditations help a lot, especially with like calming the body and inside and the imagery that I get.
Yeah.
And one meditation video I listened to has a segment of you walking into a magical forest, however you imagine it. And for some reason, I imagine myself in a bamboo forest. And I had to look at what bamboo means. Because to me, I feel like my dreams, my imagery, I have like the lavender stones like mean a lot. And I look into what that actually means, like what I'm actually trying to put in my soul, in my body. And throughout that imagery, all these images of different women that looked nothing like me, but like physically resembled, like their aura resembled something that I was trying to tap into myself, or I was trying to let go of like trauma or pain that I've had. But like the image that's like further away, You ever seen like the paint? I think it's called stained glass in like cathedral churches where it's like a woman and it's like this big sun around her. For me, like when I think about the highest power, when I'm meditating, like it's that image of her. And why, I'm not sure. But I was like wondering as I'm meditating, like is spirituality like is it only a connection and not an imagery? Because I feel like God has a face, Jesus has a face, like we see that in the media. But my imagery is different. So I wasn't sure like if that was okay, if that's just a different highest, like does everyone have the same highest power? You know, like if it's for me, if I'm seeing that woman, to me, she's got the same highest power as God and Jesus in like a male form, but a female form. And when I'm meditating and I'm seeing these different women in my bamboo forest, but their aura speaking to me in different ways, I think for different reasons. And I connect with that. So like I wasn't sure like if I'm making something up or do other people connect spirituality religiously with the feeling only and they don't see an image or what?
Well, I don't think that everybody is the same, first of all. I think it's human nature for us to want to put a face to things. And that's the reason why people have put a face to God and a face to Jesus. But the face that individuals have put to those individuals have no bearing except for this is what their interpretation of what that deity might look like. So it seems like to me, for you, you're looking for something in particular. And so, because you yourself are looking for something in particular, your imagination is taking you to the things that you need. When I'm meditating, I do see auras as well. Sometimes they're different colors, sometimes they're just floating. Sometimes there are images of not any actual face, but that makes me think it's a feminine form. I feel as if that form that is floating within my mind sight that I can see when I close my eyes is a feminine form. And so I took it to mean for myself that I need a feminine power, not a masculine one. And since I believe that God is all things for all people, and he's not a man or a woman. So whatever we need at that time, I believe is what we experience. That's just my feeling. But to answer your question, I don't think that you need to be like everybody else. I think you need to remain the individual person that you are. And when you are spending time in your meditation, if you're being specific about what your needs are, I think that's what's going to be dealt with, whatever you're experiencing, whatever needs that you need. And maybe for you need to have a feminine image to feel safe. And I think that's okay.
And I think because I guess I practice my spirituality different than other people. And I know it's different from what I've been raised to, and it's different from the way my mom practices. That I guess, like, for me, it feels authentic. For me, it feels like a genuine connection. But it's different from when I was raised in a church and going to church and reading the Bible and having a sermon. I never connected with that. But I connect with my meditation and the female imageries that I get. And to me, like, they just appear. Like, every time I meditate, it's a different woman, or it's the same three women that appear. And that just happens so naturally. But, and when we have our discussions on Saturdays, because I don't read the Bible, like the language is hard for me to understand. And since it's hard for me to understand, like I'm not really sure like what I'm reading or what I'm taking in from it. But at least I feel like the discussions, like I'm able to like understand it. And to me, it's not like face value because I don't go back to read the Bible. I just connect differently. But like I said, I can't read it by myself. I don't really know what I'm reading. But I feel like when we have the discussions on Saturday, to me, like that's still an authentic connection with a different woman, my highest spirit. But again, I'm just like, remember I spoke last time, like, is that okay? Because it is different from the way I was raised, and it's a lot different from the way my mom practices. And I try to think about it like everyone has their own journey, everyone connects differently. That's the way she connects. I never connected that way for different reasons, but I do this time. So like I guess I'm like validating myself right now, but I guess that's where like I feel like, if my connection's genuine and authentic, isn't that's what matters? Does it need to match what how others practice in a religious sense or how I was raised for it to still be authentic and genuine and a real connection, like for me?
Well, I feel like everyone's connection with their spiritual self is authentic if they're really truly looking for their highest power. I may not answer the way some people may want me to answer. I can answer in biblical terms because, I can tell you all about what the Bible says about this, that, and the other. But in this case, I don't think that that is going to serve you, because you don't really understand the writings of the Bible, but you do understand when we have discussions, when we have our critical thinking in our discussion groups. It does seem like you have a little bit more understanding when we break down what is happening in that moment. So I'm not going to go into any Bible stuff with you. We are going to keep this spiritual. I will share this with you. I think it's hard for individuals who have grown up in a specific religion to feel safe or feel confident when they don't feel that same thing, right? I think a lot of us experience that, but we're afraid to do anything about it. I didn't, and I've said this on several podcasts, and I said it on the first one that we did for our spirituality podcast. I never felt comfortable in a church. I went to church with my parents. I mean, both sides of my family are very religious. We got pastors and deacons and prophetess and all types of individuals working in the field of religion on both sides of my family. I always felt different, outcast. I went and I participated, and I felt some things because I always allow the spirit part of myself to emerge even when I'm sitting on a pew. But I just never felt like I belonged there. It wasn't my journey. And it sounds like you have that same thought. I know your mother, she's part of our ministry as well. And she's been part of this ministry for a long, long time, I think like 15 years or more. And I know she goes to church. She goes to several churches. She tries a church and she goes to another church. So I think she's still searching for what she's searching for. And there's nothing wrong with that. I've never dissuaded anybody from going to church. I just never felt or experienced anything in a church that was greater than my experience when I was alone, when I was meditating, when I was speaking to my creator, when I was allowing myself to be vulnerable. So it sounds like to me, if I'm wrong, correct me, it sounds like you are also on a similar journey where you feel that you can relate if you are in a meditative state. And when that aura appears to you, whatever that may be, because like I said, I have ones that appear to me as well. I don't have a woman with a sun over her. That's me. Mine is more floaty and flowery, and sometimes it's white, and sometimes that image is colorful. Like sometimes it's purple, sometimes it's blue, but every single time that image appears to me, I feel completely safe. This is not an image that's harmful. It is one that is comforting and that is helping me to get to my spiritual self. So
Welcome back.
are you feeling,
Right.
yes. Are you feeling that same type of experience?
Yes. And I feel like because I'm also trying to be the me that I want to be. So like the spiritual journey or connection of mine is encompassing different things. It's encompassing to be in tune with the highest power, to have just calmness in myself and be kind to others. Like misery loves company. And I never really understood that till I became so miserable that I was projecting that outside as well, the way I thought about people, interacted with people. And it never made me feel good, always just made me feel more bad. So like I just want to like just be kind. And if that means I don't interact with someone because they mess up my spirit or they make me feel not wanting to be kind, then I stay away. But I feel like my spiritual journey connection is a lot of different. It's wanting to be close to that higher power because I know I felt the difference when I am connected. And when I lose my sight, because I get distracted by outside things and I get so focused, like, I need to try harder. I'm not doing it right, rather than reaching out to my highest power to get me through that. And again, like, because it's so different the way I grew up in church, like, I like this is what it feels like, right? Like to me. And like since because I feel like because I am trying to connect to the highest power in a way that feels right to me and gonna put positivity around me and for me to be more positive to the people I love, that I do feel like farther in my bamboo forest. Again, I don't know why I see this woman with the sun around her, but I do. But I also feel like when I'm meditating, I'm trying to. Like I've been trying to like heal myself, and I think about the different Lexis or Alexises that I've been throughout the years, and just like reaching out to heal her and me. So I feel like when I meditate, like at first randomly, along with the woman in the sun, right next to me was just this random woman with her arms out, with like the sun beating down on her, and for me that felt like an aura. Whether I don't know much about spirit, so whether it's just like an aura in human form, that it felt like you, as in me, you want to feel relaxed. You want to feel just nothing but warm energy all over you. And you're trying to reach that part of you. And then the next time I meditated, I see another woman coming out who's Caucasian with red hair, but she's got the attire of what you imagine Greek women used to wear. But there's something so soft about her aura, and she looks directly at me like, I want to like be kind to yourself, like look at yourself, and just like it just symbolizes just so much like forgiveness. And then when I meditate, and then every time I meditate, it's the same three women, but I also get another image. And then the other image, like further down, who's like to the left of me. Remember that character? His name Pigpen from the peanut gallery. He's got the blanket, but he always has like this dirt following around him. And this image that I see, like she's got like nothing but black scribbles around her, like it covers her, and it's dark, and her aura around her is dark. And to me, that symbolizes I don't want to get to that place. I don't want to be in that place anymore. I want to stay away from it. So when I see her, all the other positive imageries come in. And to me, like that feels authentic because when the meditation ends, I don't want to leave there. I feel safe. I feel protected. It feels so calming to like feel like I've got, I don't know if there are other parts of me or other auras that I feel like I just want to be in tune with all the time and not leave that space. And I think it's because I know when I get into the real world, because there's so much external going on, it's challenging for me to, outside of that meditation, still reach out to my highest powers and be in that space. And I noticed that because it feels so real to me, that I noticed the last like month that I wasn't reaching out, like I wasn't meditating. I wasn't remembering to just sit with myself and reach out to my highest power. Again, it's always that woman with the sun, that it changed me in many different ways. I started eating out more because I was looking for that external factor to feel good. I wasn't doing things that made me happy. I've been honest with you, a little self-disclosure, but I've struggled with drinking. I noticed I was drinking more, and I realized like I felt so disconnected in so many different ways. I'm like, what is going on? And then I realized like I need to start meditating again. I need to stop eating out. I need to stop drinking. Like, it's just not making me feel better. Yeah. And like, that's how I realized at the end of the month, like, that's how I know it's real for me. When I disconnect from it and I disconnect to world, like real things that used to bring me joy, but not really, that like, it doesn't, like this connection is real for me.
Yeah.
And I think I'm just like battling with, it's so different from the way other people practice. And at least I think of other people like the way I grew up and the members of the church, but that never felt real or authentic to me, but this does. And because it's so different, I battle with like, is it real? Am I imagining anything? But it's something like I truly like feel like internally, and it changes the way my body feels.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. Mm-hmm. And you said that beautifully, actually. While you were talking, I was thinking about my own self, who never really took the time to really explain it to individuals, because I know individuals are not going to understand it. Mm-hmm. And as I was sitting here listening to you, and I was like, well, yeah, all of those things you're feeling, except for the imagery, is different. Mm-hmm. I can relate to. And I feel exactly like you. I noticed that when I'm not in that state of meditation, when I'm not in that quiet place, when I'm not allowing myself to be there, mm-hmm. I'm not happy. I'm not a cheerful person. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So I hear what you're saying, and I feel exactly the same way. To me, the spirit world is my real world.
Mm-hmm.
And the natural world that I find myself in is not my real world. I feel more like a foreigner.
Mm-hmm.
And my natural world. And I feel totally like I belong in my spiritual world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard to explain. You explained it beautifully, though. I think there's more individuals like us. I mm-hmm. think we don't have opportunity to have discussions like we're discussing right now. Mm-hmm. And so we think we sit in our own silence, and we think that we're weird or there's something wrong with us. Mm-hmm. And I remember while you were talking, I was also remembering my mom, because my mom would tell me such stories too. My mom used to tell me about the time, more specifically, that she really remembered when she left her body for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And she could actually see herself, but she was like in the spirit world.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't really want to come back, because it was more peaceful there than it was there. But in the end, eventually, because she needed to go back, this is where she needed to be. I didn't understand the story in the beginning when she would tell us, well, I don't know how many of us out of my 11 siblings that she recounted that story to, but I know she would tell me. In the beginning, I didn't experience anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I didn't know what to say or how to communicate with her, but I didn't want her to feel like she was doing something bad, because I was jealous
mm-hmm.
in a sense, because I wanted to experience that for myself, and I hadn't, and I didn't for a long, long time. But when I did, my talks with my mom became a little bit more joyful, because we were both able to experience and share our spiritual experiences. And my mother wasn't a worldly woman. She didn't feel like she belonged in the world no more than you do, or no more than I do. But we are here. And one of the things my mom did say to me, like a few months before she passed, was, when you are done with the job that you came here to do, then God will take you home. Right? So I always remembered that. And I always said, okay, well, there's still something that I need to do here. And that's the reason why I'm still connected to this world. When you're talking spiritual, it's difficult for individuals who are not on that spiritual realm to understand what you're talking about. It's easy for you to feel like an outsider, like you feel, and like I feel most times. But I am reminded of a biblical story of Abraham, who did not feel what his family and those who came before him were feeling either. His father, Terah, was an idol maker, and they worshiped pagan idols. But it was Abraham who did not feel the same and felt something different in his spirit. It was Abraham who, we now understand this Christianity that they call it now, or Judaism, or whatever they call it. But in the Bible, it tells us that it was basically Abraham who felt something different and connected with God in a different way. To him, I guess he would have been strange too. You know, I don't regard my strangeness now as something that I'm going to fear. God has been able to connect me with other spiritual people, and I have been able to find a way of expressing the same like you, because spirit is drawn to spirit. And so we're going to always be drawn to those individuals while still not feeling like we belong in the world. Right? So you're not by yourself. So if you have any fear about whether or not you're doing something right or wrong, I say trust your spirit. I rather say to you to trust your spirit and lean on the spirit that's guiding you.
Okay. Because I know, like, praying is just a conversation between you and God. And for me, it's not always like my conversations, they just happen. And it seems like I'm talking to myself, but I'm not. Like, I'm talking to that highest power within me. Like, she's within me, and I know her son is, like, she's there. But to me, like, it's that back and forth conversation. But I'm not sure how other people pray, but I'm like, this is how I pray. This is how I conversation with my higher spirit. And I feel like there's so much when I'm meditating and I see that woman with the red hair and that aura around her, and she's looking directly at me. And I feel like you said spirit connects with spirit. Like, I feel like she's looking directly at me because I'm trying to look directly at me. And I feel like that's where maybe I'm compartmentalizing. Is that right? That may be, you know, the word I'm looking for.
Yes, I do.
And I feel like in different ways, I do try to look in within me, but also have that power, that highest power within me. The church that my mom goes to, I do listen to the sermons from time to time, and I like them. There's something about, like, there's something just, like, real about the words coming out of his mouth. Something real about what is being said and how to, like, apply it, or different ways to have that high spirit in your life. And something that I've been listening to, focusing on, is patience and the different ways to be patient. And that if you have, when you have that connection and you rely on your highest power, how much patience you really have. And I'm finding myself battling between patient and impatient. And I think that's where I lose my, I guess when I'm becoming more impatient, again, I'm allowing those external factors to feed me. And sometimes they're not positive, they're negative. Just trying to get back. Cause when I was feeling, I was going in that patience, like little by little, like centimeter by centimeter, when I was meditating consistently. My mom has these, like, she got me like these devotional books, mm-hmm. and I was reading those, and just something like putting that highest power's words within me, like going about that through my day. And like when she's like looking, that aura is looking at me, like I started to realize what makes me disconnected from my highest power. And when he was talking about patience, that your highest power gives you that patience, I was seeing that my certain work environment triggers that impatientness and it disconnects me from my highest power. And I realized, like, so I have my highest power with me to be patient throughout my day, to just breathe when I'm getting overwhelmed, to just take it day by day. My highest power is with me. And I did feel like that last month in January. Again, I was actively seeking it and actively wanting that within me. And then I was thinking, like, well, if I'm constantly connecting to my highest power and wanting her to be with me, and for me, it's, I don't know why I say her a woman, because that's the imagery I get. I don't see a male.
That's fine. I say her too.
Okay. That I guess taking it very like literal. And I guess that's where like I do say like Satan or the devil's coming in. Like that's when those alternative external factors are breaking that connection.
Yeah.
And I was thinking like, well, if I always have my highest power with me, it shouldn't be breaking that connection. I should still be able to go through my day and not let that environment break my spirit. And when I felt like it was, I was questioning me, like, am I really connecting with my spirit? I'm really connecting with it if you're letting this environment break it. But then I'm starting to like think that maybe because it's way too negative, that my highest power is still there, but there's so much in that environment that is just triggering, like, you know what I mean? Like,
too, but I think what you need to also remember is that you should not think, okay, this highest power is with me all the time, so I don't have to do anything. And I think that's where we misunderstand. The Bible tells us that we should pray without ceasing. What some people might imagine is that you're on your knees 24 hours a day. But for me, it meant that I'm in constant communication without ceasing. So it means that even while I'm working, I'm still communicating spiritually and in my mind with my highest power. I'm still, if I feel that I'm about to lose it, I'm asking for strength right there in that moment. Because I'm always connected. It's not just that I feel safe. Okay, I feel safe, so I'm going to go about and do the worldly things and, you know, God is watching. No, it's me constantly being in communication 24/7. Well, not 24/7 because I'm sleeping, but surprisingly, even when I'm sleeping, because it's when I go into my REM sleep too, that I begin to see many more of the images that I saw when I'm purposely meditating. When I go to sleep at night, I am still in communication until I'm no longer conscious of it. But then when I wake up, I'm still conscious of a conversation that I'm having. So that means to me, that's why I say 24/7, because I feel like I'm never breaking the communication. That even in my sleep, I'm still in that communication. So I think for you, what you might want to consider doing is to not break the communication, that no matter where you are, no matter what you're doing, sitting in your office, with whomever you're with, you're constantly speaking the same way you're speaking to your spirit when you are mindful of it, to do it all the time. Nobody can hear you speak to your spirit, but you and your spirit. You can be sitting anywhere and still have conversations with your spirit self. And I do it all the time because I have to. Because like you said, it only takes just a little teeny bit of a hole for that negativity to start flowing through before that evil or whatever it is start to overtake your mind. And I've been there too. You ain't by yourself. There are many times I lost it. I've said things to people and then afterwards I'm like, because in that moment, the connection breaks. You are absolutely right when you say you feel like you've broken the connection. That's exactly what is happening. But you have to continue to connect, continue to stay connected, continue to pray within your spirit without ceasing. Mm-hmm. And you do it all the time until it becomes commonplace. And it will become commonplace. And there's still going to be some times when, you know, even the best of us, the best of people, the best of prophets, the best of biblical characters have lost it too, have lost that connection or have found themselves in those places. But the good thing about it, the minute you call out again, you are rescued and protected. So when you remember and you stay in remembrance, just continue to speak it, to say it, to stay connected, to pray without ceasing. Mm-hmm. And we already established that prayer is a conversation with you and God. So you continue to have that conversation 24/7. I mean, right until you go into sleep, you go to sleep with that conversation and you will wake up with that conversation because it's like a continual, even while you're sleeping, because even while I'm sleeping, some of the dreams I've had have been spiritual dreams. Mm-hmm. I mentioned this to you, to the ministry years ago, but I remember I was having these spiritual dreams. Like every single night I would wake up and it'd be like, I was mindful of them, but I couldn't remember them. Mm-hmm. And one, time when I was in my meditation, the spirit said to me, write these things down. And he says, I immediately got a notebook and a pen, and I put it by my bedside, and I don't remember writing them, but I woke up to it being written. So obviously within that sleep and in that spirit visit, I was able to have enough understanding to wake up and write it down. And I remember I got four, what I call four truths, or four things that were given to me that I carried with me for a long time. And I didn't understand what they meant. They were four different times and there were four different sentences. And then after that, it all stopped. There was nothing else. But to this day, I still look back at, I still have it written down and I still look at it. And to this day, I still look at it. And some of it makes sense while some of it still doesn't. So I think it's still happening. You understand? Mm-hmm. But it was for what I call four insights that were given to me that obviously must have meant something for my life. Mm-hmm. And I don't remember them all, but I remember the first one says, you have to be naked and alone in order to be clothed. I don't know if that means anything to you. Mm-hmm. I'll say it again. You have to be naked and alone in order to be clothed. Mm-hmm. And for a long time, I didn't understand what it meant. But then I believe that I got the understanding for me, which I'm not going to say because maybe this is an understanding that you will get later. And then there was another one, which I can't remember right now. Mm-hmm. And then there was a third one, which I can't remember. But I do remember the first one and the last one. And the last one said, if everyone loved this way, then we will have peace. Those are the only two I remember. So the two in the middle, I don't remember them verbatim because they probably didn't have meaning to me in that moment, but I have them written down so I can go and read them. Mm-hmm. But those are the two that stayed with me. You have to be naked and alone in order to be clothed. Mm-hmm. And then the last one, if everyone loved in this way, then we will find peace. So again, those were they came to me in my sleep, in a dream state. I wrote them down. I have them as evidence. They're in a notebook in my little thing right there. Mm-hmm. If I would have known we were going to move into this conversation, I would have dug it out, but I'm not doing that right now because it's going to take me time to do that. Mm-hmm. But I will say to you that if you are starting to dream some things and you do have an urge to write it down, write it down. Mm-hmm. Keep a notebook and a pen by your desk or by your bedside, mm-hmm. and write it down. Because I believe that the spirit is speaking to us. I believe in spirit. And so I'm not going to be ashamed of that. Mm-hmm. Scripture says true believers. Didn't say true Christians. It said true believers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. So I will always rely on the Spirit speaking to me, because mm-hmm. I have accepted that gift, mm-hmm. and I will always rely on it. So the spirit world is very important to me. Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me that you are starting to understand and feel comfortable in the spirit world yourself.
Yes. Yes, I really, when I meditate in the morning, I feel, like I said, I feel so connected, so safe. It's such a great safe space because, I don't know, it just is. And I remember you had said, I mean, I'm paraphrasing, but something about like yoking together, like if you seek me out, we'll yoke together. I don't remember it exactly, but has that word.
In the searching part, God's words are, according to scripture, that if you search for me, I will let you find me.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. It has always been important to me because I've always searched. And I know that the finding part of it is God's doing, not mine. Mm-hmm. The searching part of it is my doing. Mm-hmm. Right? In the book of James, you heard us say that faith without works is a dead faith. Mm-hmm. You can't say that you have faith in something, but then you sit and do nothing. So for me, my faith always leads me to do something. I've been searching and I will continue to search. Mm-hmm. I will continue to search, not because I haven't found God in me. I mm-hmm. have. But searching is my way of staying connecting, is my way, because you will never in a lifetime ever be able to find out all there is to know about the God who created us, right? So to me, it's a lifetime search. It's me not searching for God, but me searching for the many ways that I can connect with the one who created me, mm-hmm. the many ways I get to know him, how I get to discover myself, how me knowing mm-hmm. myself gets me closer to knowing him, which is why I'm yeah. always, always preaching to you guys about knowing thyself. Mm-hmm. The more I know me, the more I know God. And I'm not afraid to say that I am one with this creator. Mm-hmm. I want to be one with this creator. I want to be one with him or her, and not in the sense of male and female, the way we see male or female, but mm-hmm. only simply the way I recognize that I have to have something to recognize it. And sometimes I need that feminine power, and sometimes I need that masculine one. Mm-hmm. So they're connected to me in that way. And I will continue to stay connected because I feel safe there. It's the only place I feel safe.
Mm-hmm. And I noticed that when I leave my spiritual realm or my spiritual place and I'm back in like the real world, I do struggle to like just block it all, block like the world around me out or silence it a little bit so I can just have that conversation with my spiritual power. And sometimes I just want to say like, thank you for getting me through this moment. Thank you. We've got another day. Then that, and it's hard for me to like, I guess I'm trying to find my way to also speak to her in the real world as well. And just speak to her just in genuine without like that outside noise. Mm-hmm. And I do struggle to like block it out. And I feel like when I'm having conversation with her, like it's like static, like there's something getting in the way. And I find myself still thinking about how I'm stressed at work, still thinking about this or that. And I just want to, like, I'm trying to block it all out just to have that conversation with her. But it's just like so much noise that I want to just always have that conversation with her, even just to like say thank you, acknowledge that we're outside in the sun, acknowledge just like anything. And like it's hard with that noise. And sometimes, like, I wonder, I don't know, maybe this is like a stupid thing to think about or ask, but I guess, I don't know, I guess sometimes I wonder, like, I don't know, like, I know my mom is, this is her journey and this is her connection, but she realizes that she gets through things, whether it's happy or especially unhappy moments, to lead her to a more positive energy, even just for a moment, when she is so connected. And then sometimes I wonder, like, well, if I'm not feeling like happy or my spirit, like internally, I'm not feeling well, is that because I'm not truly connected with my spirit? Like, I'm not feeling happy all the time. But then I sometimes think, well, maybe I am still connected, but I'm still not always going to be happy all the time. Maybe that's the message that you are not happy for this moment. Let's figure out why for you to get through that. So, like sometimes I battle like with that, like, well, maybe me being in this moment is like, I wonder, like, is that her talking to me? Are we talking like together? Like, you're in this moment and I'm getting through this moment, but if it's not still a happy moment or the struggle, like there's something, like she tell me, like, there's something underlining, there's something that we need to change together or what? But I, like, the only thing like struggling with me right now is my work. And I wake up like, okay, we've got this. We're going to do this together. You got me through it yesterday. And when I feel like I'm having a moment at work and I feel so stressed and overwhelmed, sometimes I'm like, where'd you go? I thought we were in this together. And, you know, like, and when you said to seek without seizing, you know, paraphrasing, I got me thinking, like, I'm seeking to get something out of it. And maybe I just need to talk and vent and let that be it. And whatever happens after that, you know, I just need to vent to her, just to talk to her. Mm-hmm. And that's just like, maybe this, like, all I need, rather than seeking something else out of it. Maybe what I need to just talk to her, like you said, like, you know, we can have a conversation all day.
I want to interject a little bit.
Yeah.
I don't want you to think that this is a life that once we find our spiritual self, that we ain't ever going to have hardships. Mm-hmm. We're not ever going to be unhappy. We're not ever going to be sad. We're not ever, because we still are fleshly people. Mm-hmm. If we were all spiritual, so that's why when we're in that spiritual realm, we can feel so happy and light. And mm-hmm. But we have a natural body and we are still human. And we are still experienced. We are spiritual people having a human experience. Mm-hmm. So the human experience never goes away.
Okay.
Sadness is going to stay with you sometimes. Anger is going to rise up in you sometimes. Fear is going to rise up in you sometimes, because we are still having mm-hmm. human experiences. Mm-hmm. We love our spiritual experience because we recognize that we are spiritual. Yeah. And we love being in that place, but we need to also recognize that we have been planted here mm-hmm. in a physical realm. Mm-hmm. We are human. We are part human and we are part spirit. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we have to deal with our human existence. But you are on the right path when you say that while you are experiencing your humanness, mm-hmm. you need to still have these conversations with yeah. your spirit self yeah. so that your spirit can teach you and lead you how to deal with your humanness,
mm-hmm.
right? So you at least know that part, because you're figuring it out in your head and you're saying, maybe I must, and that is true. Mm-hmm. You must still live a physical life with all of its problems, with all of its ups and downs, with all of it.
Mm-hmm.
But we get our help through our spirit side.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why you have to stay in connection with your spirit self so it can show you and teach you how to deal with your human self. Mm-hmm. Make sense?
Yes.
And yeah. You're already on the right track.
Okay. Because I feel like when I'm trying to deal with my human self or my human emotions, I feel like, I guess that's where I'm venting to her, just saying like, oh my gosh, what a rough day. Like, this is really unimaginable. Like, can you believe this? Like, you know, like, what is going on here? Like, I guess, you know, talking to her, I guess that's where I need to connect with her more. That just to know, like, I'm not alone in this humanness. Like, you see this too, right? Like,
yeah.
This is crazy. Like, I'm overwhelmed. Like, but like, that it's okay for me to feel that way. That yeah. She may be saying, yeah, that's going to be actual life and that's okay. But,
yeah. You know, but how are you going to deal with that? How are you? So this is what I'm saying. This is what it's saying to you. How are you going to deal with this? There have been so many times when I have had so many meltdowns and I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. I'm apologizing to my highest power and my spirit. Yeah. Like, I am so sorry. I just allowed this. I was like, please forgive me. But, you know, I was having a human moment. Mm-hmm. And it's always forgiveness there, because where we in the spirit world, there's always forgiveness. But I have many human moments mm-hmm. that make me feel bad. And it made me really understand the story of David and why God said in biblical terms that David was the apple of his eye. And people say, oh, well, David did so many things. David did this, David did that. And that's true. Mm-hmm. But one of the things that I noticed when I was reading the story and studying David is that it always broke David's heart when he was more human than spirit, right? So mm-hmm. he always knew that he had sinned against God and himself too, but it was like the magnitude of, I let myself leave this place, this spirit place, to be in this place. And it wasn't a very good thing. Mm-hmm. So it was like, I understood that. I understood how deeply David loved God. And how deeply he wanted to please him. And whenever he would do something incredibly human, mm-hmm. it wasn't like, oh, well, this happens. I'm only human. It was like, oh, my, I sinned against God. I mm-hmm. need to make this right. So that happens a lot with me as well. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm not perfect. And I know I say and do things that are not always nice. Sometimes I have to, because it's a mechanism that I use to protect myself against people who are clearly trying to do me harm. Mm-hmm. Right. But it still doesn't make me like it. I hate when I have to go there. Mm-hmm. And I always talking to the Lord or to my spirit self or to my highest power or even to my female entity that I need to have at times. Because it's like, I hate being that person. Mm-hmm. And that's where I get my comfort from. Because like I said, there's always forgiveness there. Mm-hmm. There's always forgiveness there. And so even though I hate being this person while I'm walking this earth, mm-hmm. I still have to go into this place for cleansing, for forgiveness, for reestablishing myself as a daughter of God. Mm-hmm. I am a child of God. Mm-hmm. And I want to be that first and foremost, but I don't always make that mark. You understand? Mm-hmm. I don't always make that mark, but I'm always asking for cleansing, asking for forgiveness, mm-hmm. asking to be shown a better way to handle this situation. Mm-hmm. Help me. Give me the strength. Don't take your spirit from me, because if you do, I will never, ever be able to walk mm-hmm. this walk, right? Mm-hmm. So this is something that you're going to always have. It's not going to go away until our job here is finished. And one of the things that I try to ask a lot is, why am I here? Mm-hmm. What do you need me to do? Mm-hmm. What job do I need to finish? And how do I finish it? Mm-hmm. Because the bottom line is, all of us are here for a purpose. Mm-hmm. I can't tell you what that purpose is, but you can find it out on your own. through meditation, through spending the time with God and the Spirit, you will discover. And no one can tell you that. Mm-hmm. It's a journey we must take by ourselves, which is what made me really think I understood the whole you have to be alone and naked. Mm-hmm. Naked simply means to me, it's not a physical nakedness. It is stripping away all those mm-hmm. things that bind you, that hold you. Just take your clothes off. Just take mm-hmm. all of that stuff off of you. Mm-hmm. Unburden yourself with it. And you only can do that alone in meditation. Mm-hmm. So it's only when I am alone, when I have taken all of that off of me, that I can receive from the Lord. And it's God who clothes me mm-hmm. with his forgiveness, with his glory, with his graciousness, with his love. I am clothed in those things. And my old clothes I have thrown off, mm-hmm. right? So even though it seems like it was a physical thing, alone and naked, if I say that to somebody, they're going to be saying, oh, you're running around here naked. Now, no, see, mm-hmm. you don't know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. But I understood what that meant, which is why my journey has always been a lonely journey. Not mm-hmm. lonely, a journey in which I take alone. Mm-hmm. Because it's only when I'm alone and with the Spirit and with God that I am able to really, truly be myself. Mm-hmm. My identity is made clear when I'm in that world. But I have to remember, it's like one of the lessons that we're going to do later on is called The Story of the Pearl. And it's a story that I want us to read and discuss because it's going to talk a little bit about what we're talking about right here. Mm-hmm. And I love those stories. Those are beautiful stories. Like I said, these are stories you won't find in the Bible. They are lost stories that never made it into the Canaan, but they're still valuable stories nonetheless. And you know, part of this ministry, I like to introduce you guys to all of you women in this ministry to some of those sacred stories that never made it into the Bible, because it might make it a little bit more clearer for you to understand biblical texts. Mm-hmm. And one of these stories is called The Story of the Pearl. So or it's called The Story of the Pearl or The Pearl of Great Price. They have a couple of names, but we're gonna learn that story. We're gonna read it, we're gonna discuss it, because it has a lot of gems in there that will make your journey a little bit more understandable.
Okay.
But I do wanna congratulate you, because you've come a real long way from the first time I spoke to you. And I know that sometimes it's gonna be hard, but that is what we have in Sisters Helping Sisters in Christ Ministry. We have a sisterhood mm-hmm. in which we are there for each other to assist and to help each other mm-hmm. on our own separate journeys. And we all recognize that we are all on our own separate journey, although we are a collective. Mm-hmm. And so we are always going to be here for you. And so I want to thank you for being honest enough to share your journey, share your story. And I think it actually connected us a little bit deeper too, because we have so many similarities that we didn't know mm-hmm. we had, because we didn't mm-hmm. have a deep enough conversation to get to that point. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping that as others listen to this podcast, they will also see within themselves, they're spiritual. They will understand that they are spiritual beings living a human life or having a human experience. Mm-hmm. And maybe we can all get together and have greater conversations about that. So you've been listening to Real Talk with Real People, a candid conversation with Dr. Caroline Bethea Jones. And this part of our podcast is called All Things Spiritual. I'm here with Lexi Sims, who is a member of Sisters Helping Sisters in Christ Ministry. And she wanted to come and share her spiritual journey with you and with me. And we're hoping that you will reach out to us and share your spiritual journey with us as well. In the meantime, have a blessed day, and we will talk to you again next time.